Hello, this is my Lenten diary for April the 8th, 2014. This is Tuesday in the fifth week of Lent. We only had 9 verses in the gospel passage from the 9th chapter of Mark assigned for today, but wow, they are some of the most graphic verses in the gospel. And I thought I would just read them. These are the words of Jesus. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have 2 hands and to go to hell. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have 2 feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with 1 eye than to have 2 eyes and be thrown into hell. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another. Certainly powerful imagery. I don't believe that Jesus' words here are to be taken literally, though unfortunately some people have, with dire results. I think Jesus is calling us to recognize the everlasting consequences of our actions in the here and now. Be careful where you walk, both literally and metaphorically. Be careful where your life is taking you. It's better for you to limp along and find eternal life than to walk confidently along the road of perdition. Where we walk, where we are attending to, where we are going in our lives matters. Be careful what you do. How are your hands at work in the world? Are your hands at work in bringing healing and wholeness and life? Are your hands at work in helping your neighbor? Or are your hands at work for selfish reason? Are your hands at work in doing things that are not building up the body of Christ? Be careful what you see. What's your vision? How are you keeping your eye on the call of the gospel and not getting distracted by all that there is to be distracted with and by in our society? Be careful where you go. Be careful what you do. Be careful what you see, because all of those things have eternal ramifications. And then he has this bit about salt. And don't lose your saltiness, he says to his followers. I wonder if the worst thing about organized religion today is that we're bland. There's nothing that we do that either surprises or shocks or amazes or astounds or pokes at people's imaginations. It's just the same old thing. Sometimes I think we confuse blandness with faithfulness. Jesus calls us to be at peace with one another, to be at peace in ourselves, and to have a little zest, to have a little spiciness, to be his seasoning in the world. And what of hell? Certainly doesn't shy away from it. It's certainly there. Maybe Jesus was a fire and brimstone preacher. But maybe what he's talking about when he's talking about hell, even with all of the drama about fire, unquenchable, he calls it. Maybe with all of the drama about that, he is talking about what happens when we go the wrong places, do the wrong things, get our vision diverted from God's holiness, And we wind up in a place far from God that will sting and burn far worse than the metaphorical losing of a hand or a foot. Interesting images, interesting imagery to contemplate today. But maybe the church puts itself in hell, not with fire, but simply by being bland. Let us pray. O Lord, mercifully receive the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may know and understand what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.